within reason. So I want to talk to you today about why it's important to date, actually, and the definition of wasted time. So why is it important to date? Let's reflect on that. So because I did, if some of you are watching my video on how deadlines can actually be healthy and that time is precious, with my life experience, I don't want people to take that video and think of it as, well, Anna Marie says like time is precious and she's not going to waste time, so maybe I shouldn't waste time either. I just want to clarify a little bit of some confusion regarding that. So in my case, just for me, just because I've dated and been in relationships enough where it's like, I know what I want. And one of my friends was asking me, Anna Marie, how do you know what you want? Like, how long does it take you to figure out if you like a guy or if you got chemistry or not? And I said to her, meh, like 5 minutes. And she's like, that's pretty quick. How do you know that? I'm like, you know, again, when you've dated and you've been in relationships, you kind of catch on pretty quick, you know. And I told my friend, I'm a marriage material type of gal. I'm not one to play games. And if you play games with me, my big brothers are going to give you a talking to. How's that? It's funny because I didn't used to be like that. I used to be more like anti-marriage. And then I just kind of evolved and realized that. And despite the fact there's a lot of people that are unhappily married, every once in a while you meet a couple that's really, really adorable and sweet. And then you think, man, that's really adorable. I like that one day, you know? And then I just kind of evolved and I kind of see marriage as actually a really beautiful thing. And if you don't agree with that, that's cool. People have bad experiences, which ruined it for them. And then they become kind of anti-marriage. So it's important to date. I do encourage both men and women to date, but within boundaries. So do it at your own risk. I don't make love or have sex with a guy that I'm dating with. For me, you gotta say the L word to do that. And you gotta mean it. Yeah, I don't fall for the whole tell me what you wanna hear type of thing. But do it at your own risk. You know, people lie all the time. You know, I've met people with herpes or STDs or things like that. Now I don't judge that, of course, because people are raised differently and accidents happen and things like that, of course, but do it at your own risk, because people lie, you know. So I don't encourage making love or having sex with someone you're dating with, but do it at your own risk. I definitely agree that there is truth to sexual chemistry. Let's be honest, let's be real. There is truth to it. But I was talking about this conversation, it was funny. I was having this conversation with a guy friend. We should test it before you write it. That's the thing. Test it before you write it, just to make sure it's there, because you don't want to hurt somebody because of the oxytocin and all those happy hormones getting escalated for, you know, because you got caught up in the moment. But I do encourage people to date, because I think a big cause, if you watch my video on how the old dating advice doesn't work anymore, one of the reasons why I believe Americans are unhappy is because a romantic relationship spirals into society and you bring unhappiness everywhere you go. And this is the same result with dating. And I'll tell you, now that I've gotten in this industry, I've had a lot of people open up to me about why they got divorced or marital problems, or some people have told me they regret not dating more people. You know, just to kind of discover who's really right for you. So I think that it's important to figure out what do you need, what do you want, and what's actually good for you. Now, if you believe that, you know, a relationship should be hell and, you know, it's like a love-hate relationship, I don't agree with that. I think I want my best friend and lover for life. I don't think that's necessarily healthy, but teach their own. But I think that it's important to know what you want, because so many people are so indecisive these days and I've noticed that with dating, even when guys are trying to pursue me, it's not really, they don't really know what they want. They just telling me I'm attracted to you because that's just it. And like I've said before, no offense guys, it is really sweet. Don't get me wrong. I think it's really sweet when you do flatter a girl. with attraction, but I encourage women to ask guys, that's really sweet, that's really flattering. Is there anything else you have to say to me besides that? Again, the line starts to get lame and boring if that's all you have to kind of say. I mean that with love and compassion and respect, guys. I do. But yeah, it's important to date. It really is. And figure out what you want and what you need and what's good for you and what you can tolerate. Also with dating, you kind of learn like, okay, that personality doesn't work well with me, you know, or that guy's issues is not going to fly with me, you know, or that woman's, you know, PMS moods I cannot deal with, you know. So sometimes women use PMS as an excuse to treat a guy badly, which I don't agree with, but it happens, let's be honest. And us women, we do need to take responsibility of those issues, because it's no one's fault. We are just biologically kind of wired that way sometimes. And then with dating, you figure out who your mojo is really hitting for somebody. Do you need a sense of humor? Or are you okay being the humorous one? You know, I have a family member where the guy is the funny one and then his wife is the laughing at him kind of couple. So it's kind of funny. But yeah, I think it's important to date. I encourage people to date. Go out, go date. Seriously, I encourage you to date. It's important to figure out what you want, you know. But if you're like me, where you kind of figure what you want, what you need, what's good for you, you can kind of catch on early if it's going to go somewhere, and we'll be kind to guys or guys be kind to women. Just say, at a great time, I think we just don't have the chemistry due to this reason, you know, try to be kind. Also, what is the definition of wasted time, guys? Because it's natural for human beings to feel like this after a breakup or dating or things like that. Oh my God, I wasted so much time. In a sense, it's not a waste because we learn lessons from it, right? We learn lessons and we learn things about ourselves, you know. Sometimes, you know, I mean, some of you might be asking, you know, how can I prevent getting an unhealthy relationship or prevent getting in a bad relationship or whatnot? Honestly, life experience is the greatest teacher, to be honest with you. Sometimes it starts off good, and then the next thing you know, your personalities clash too much, or it just doesn't fit, or, you know, unhealthy patterns come to the surface. And, you know, I tell you, before I got into my long-term relationships that I was in, the longest was 8 years, and the one before that was a year. I read all the things. I read up on looking out for the red flags. You know, I wasn't going to get married either. I also looked up about communication. I looked up love languages. What are the five love languages? I've done my homework. I really have done my homework a lot. And I still didn't find the one yet for me. So it just goes to show, you know, like, I think some of the advice out there is still helpful and it's good to learn, but sometimes you just end up in a relationship with someone that, you know, it's just the personalities don't fit or, you know, or whatnot, you know. But all in all, what is the definition of wasted time? Is there really wasted time? I don't know if there's really a wasted time. I mean, as much as us, we even whine and we all say, oh my God, I wasted so much time, you know. Was there really a waste of time? We learn things about ourselves and other people. So in a sense, there is no wasted time. In a sense. But yeah, all in all, I think it's important to date, and the definition of wasted time is that there is no wasted time. Like I said, time is precious and we shouldn't waste it, but I mean, it depends on who you're dating or who you're with. I mean, it's hard for me to say, you know, what's going on. So all I can do is be your life experience expert because I've gone through a lot of trials and tribulations in my life. I'm quite tired. And cheer up, people. I know dating is rough. I have a lot of friends calling me complaining about their dates too. We're all in this life together, people. And Anyway, so hope you enjoyed this video and got some insight, people. And go out and date and have fun. I know my friends, you guys need to go out. Melody, I'm talking to you. I love ya. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment below, please. I will respond to you with love, compassion, and compliments, and you will take it and you will like it. but seriously, I'm genuinely just having a conversation. I enjoy interacting with people that comment on my YouTube videos. So if you don't want a response, maybe don't comment, but I will comment, at least laughing or smiling or saying thank you or, you know, engaging in the conversation with you. And don't forget to check the online shop below. And don't forget to check the description below for my company information, okay? Okie dokie. Alrighty, people. I will talk to you soon at the next video. And hope you had a jolly happy new year. Okay, ciao, see you later, folks.